listening to What the Dev, the weekly podcast of ST Times. And now, here's Jenna Barron, news editor at ST Times.
Hi, everyone. In this episode, we're going to talk about how AI agents manage identity and access. We're welcoming back to the podcast Juliana Lam, co-founder and CTO of identity platform Stitch. We spoke with her back on episode 286 about how to improve engineering processes. So definitely check that episode out if you haven't already. So thanks for coming back on and talking to us about this new topic today.
Yeah, thanks for having me back on.
Yeah. So obviously the model context protocol has gained a lot of traction for being able to connect AI agents to different services and tools and data sources. So to kick things off here, how does MCP handle identity and authorization?
Yeah, so the way the MCP spec is designed uses OAuth for authentication and authorization. So basically, the way this works is you need some sort of authorization identity provider server. So that might be your core application that's an identity provider, something that can be sort of used to do that OAuth handshake. And then your MCP server, your resource server, the client using the MCP server is the client. And so the way this works is you're in sort of, you know, your agent workflow or whatever it might be. You want to connect to an MCP server that's going to kick off an OAuth handshake where you're, you know, logging in, essentially getting access from that sort of like core application, getting an access token that MCP server can then use. So that it can, in a secure, permissioned way, scope to your user, sort of get you the access, the resources that you need to be working with that MCP server.
So since it's using like an existing like identity framework like OAuth, could something like that be used to like handle agentic workflows on its own, or does it really need to be like tied up into this larger framework?
Yeah, that's a really good question. So I think one of the things that's exciting about MCP servers is it's standardizing things, right? So you don't have to like figure out how to like invent the wheel yourself. There's prior art, and this is going to be a standard that lots of different companies are adopting. I don't think it's the only way that agents might get access to data. I think what's really nice about the sort of like OAuth piece of MCP servers is that flow is like really familiar for users, right? We're all used to doing, you know, sign in with Google, connect your Google account type of experience. Other ways that agents might be getting access could be through like APIs and API keys. That's probably not going to be something that's going to have like mass adoption. It's like kind of an annoying experience to like try and tell your end user that they need to go get an API key. And so MCP servers and OAuth just kind of like handle all of that for you. So I think there's a lot of things to really like about it, but I think you still have to like build this out. If you want to support agents using MCP servers, you need to make your app now an OAuth identity provider. You need to build an MCP server. You need to do a lot of work. And so I think there still will be an adoption curve where agents might be accessing information in different ways as people start to adopt MCP more. It might be, you know, that they're just doing like basic screen scraping and kind of like logging in as a user in that way. But I think from like both a security and user experience perspective, MCP servers are really exciting. And so looking forward to sort of seeing the adoption grow.
Is all of this kind of happening behind the scenes by default when you create like an MCP server, or do you have to also kind of do the work to set up the authorization stuff on your own?
Yeah, so most people will have to do the work to set up the authorization stuff. If your application is already an OAuth provider, you know, maybe you've been building integrations for a long time, you might have a lot of this built out. But there's some things that I think might be net new that you'd need to build out, even in that case, something called dynamic client registration, for example. Basically, what that does is on the fly, it'll register each MCP client dynamically so that you don't have to like go and set up a bunch of client configuration that you might do if you're doing like a sort of, you know, typical API integration with OAuth. There might be that initial setup that you have to do. So you might have to build that out. But a lot of people aren't OAuth providers, and so you have to go and build that out in its entirety as well. So there could be, yeah, a lot of work to be able to support this in addition to like actually building out the MCP server itself. This is just for the OAuth piece of it.
Mm-hmm. Can you talk a little bit about how MCP kind of like fills the gap in terms of how existing like identity models would not really cut it in the agentic world?
Yeah, so I think there's kind of like two options, at least primary ones outside of MCP for an agent to access data. One would be some sort of kind of like API key oriented integration. And typically what that's going to mean is that you have like an API key that's pretty general in terms of like its access. Like maybe there's some like scopes and permissions that you give to the API key, but it's not really tied to a user. And so then if I'm like trying to access data, I'm using some agent, I'm trying to, access the data that I have access to via this MCP server, say it's maybe Linear's MCP server, for example, I want to be able to like, you know, have the context of like, which tickets am I assigned to? And what do I have access to? Which teams am I a part of, et cetera? If you just had like a basic sort of like API key, that had universal access, you wouldn't have that context on like who I am as a user. So this sort of contextual access of like me as a user is really interesting. I think another option is kind of like if we were just doing the screen scraping approach, then you're just like logging in on behalf of me as a user, and there's no sort of distinction of like, is this an agent that's taking this action? Is this me as a user? And I think that's like pretty scary because you probably don't want the agent to have the exact same sort of scopes and permissions that the human has. You want it to be some subset, but you do want it to be tied to that user's identity so that the agent can act on their behalf and have the same sort of like interactions that user might have. And so I think, yeah, that's where MCPs are really exciting, because they solve that identity piece of they let you sort of do that user permissioned and scoped data access in a really clean way.
Yeah, kind of thinking about the difference between humans and agents. Are there certain things that developers should be thinking about differently when they're designing auth flows for agents versus humans?
Yeah, I think understanding how you might want an agent to access data and like what scopes and permissions they might want to have. Are there certain actions that a user can take within your platform that are, you know, maybe really destructive, really expensive? Things that you might not want the agent to just be able to do automatically. Maybe they need to request, you know, a user to sign off on a certain action, right? Because you want to have that user approval. Maybe they just shouldn't have access to those things at all. I think these are questions that people will need to ask of sort of like their applications, their functionality. Understanding like, yeah, what is really valuable for an agent to be able to do. I think the more agents can do, the more powerful they're going to be. And I think that's also probably going to create stickiness for like your application, right? If like users can use agents with it, I think that's where we're going. That's the future. And so the easier you can make that and the more powerful you make that, the better. But also there's a lot of risk potential if the agent can do too much. And so sort of understanding like, where are those guardrails that you want to put in place? And how does that differ maybe from like what I as a user might be able to do?
Yeah. Yeah. Kind of thinking about the future a little bit. Do you like envision there being a need to develop new identity protocols as software moves to this more like agentic way of interacting?
Yeah, that's a really good question. I think my answer is like, I'm not sure. I think it'll be some evolution of OAuth. You know, maybe there's new RFCs that we need for the OAuth spec. I do think OAuth is like battle tested over many years at this point. It's a very familiar user experience. It already solves out of the box a lot of the problems that agents are running into. And I think MCP is really exciting. It's integrating really well with those sort of existing OAuth standards. But at the same time, like this is all really new and we're sort of figuring out what it looks like. The MCP spec has already changed multiple times in terms of how it's handling authorization. There's probably more to come there. And so I don't think we can say with like 100% confidence that we have it all figured out. But I think directionally, OAuth is solving these problems pretty effectively. And there might be some tweaks and evolution down the road.
Mm-hmm. Are there any other things that you think still need to happen in order to make MCP like scalable in real world engineering environments?
Yeah, that's a really good question. So I think there's some stuff in flight right now, just sort of revising the spec when it comes to authorization. I think we're excited about some of those changes. I think they just make it a little bit more clear and standard, like the role of the MCP server versus the identity provider, how those work together. I think having a really sort of like solid standard that people are on board with is going to be important, because this only works if like everyone kind of adopts this, right? Like, I think that's a lot of the power of it, of like having a standard so that all the agents out there sort of like know what interfaces they need to be working with. The flows are really common and shared, but there's definitely a sort of like, it's almost like a marketplace problem of like the tools that you want to use MCP servers with need to adopt remote MCP servers. The spec needs to be fully baked enough that like people feel confident investing in that and integrating that. And then all of the tools that you want to integrate with and use from that agent also need to adopt MCP and build out their remote MCP servers. And so I think right now what we're seeing is definitely a little bit of a tipping point where I think people are kind of like agreeing on MCP. It feels like there's a lot of momentum there, but there's still some like things in the works to really sort of fully bake the spec. I'm sure it'll keep evolving from there, but I think the stuff that's in flight right now is exciting. And then people need to start building to it, and it needs to gain critical mass where it's like, okay, yeah, this is definitely the default. I can feel confident that if I'm investing in this, tools are going to be integrating with me in that way. If you're a tool that's trying to integrate with agents, like you're going to need to support it. So I think there's like, I like see that on the horizon, but it's kind of like just starting to, I think, really gain that momentum.
Before we wrap things up here, do you want to tell our listeners a little bit more about Stitch?
Yeah, definitely. So we do user authentication, fraud detection, and prevention. I think what's really exciting for the conversation we're having right now is that we make it really easy for you to turn your application into an OAuth compatible identity provider. So if you're trying to build a remote MCP server, we support all of this out of the box, like the dynamic client registration I was talking about. And we're sort of figuring out like, how can we make it even easier for you to build your app in an agent ready way, especially when it comes to identity access management. You need to make sure you have the right like scopes, roles, all of those things. We help you sort of figure that out. So if you're trying to figure this out, trying to think about building remote MCP servers, and you're like, OAuth, like, I don't know how to build that. That sounds like a big headache. Like, you're telling me there's all these different RFCs. Like, yeah, it's a mess. We're working on sort of solving that so you don't have to figure it out.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to come on and talk about this with me.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me.